Now, how do you put this? The majority, the great majority of it, the South Jewish, that consists of Benbecula, North Jewish, South Jewish, Roman Catholics.
Mm-hmm. Were you raised as a Roman Catholic?
Yes.
You were.
Now, yes.
Now, when you were at the church, did you say the Hail Marys in Gaelic?
And I married an Irish Anglican.
An Irish Anglican. That's a good mixture for you.
Yes, and they have quite a big. They used to call them the Wee Frees, United Church. They have a United Church there too.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me, Granny, could you say the Hail Mary in Gaelic?
Now what put that into your head just now? Do you know why I'm asking you?
Why?
Because I was Mrs. McFarland's a Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying that with her yesterday.
Were you really? Would you say it for me, please?
I will. Are you Catholic?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Oh, bless your heart. Do you want Our Father first? Or
okay, the Our Father and the Hail Mary.
I'll start with the Our Father. In Nada and Ed, Kumano, the East Tanyam, Kujikaturuyu, Kujianak Tahal, Ed Halu, Maraski, Giana, were named. Kujuina, Jew, and Nada and Leia, is Magrin, Ed Kiyukin, Mavashina, Luke, Ed Kiyukin, Achsushin, Fanol. Amen. That's Our Father. Asushis Banalki, deliver us from evil.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is Hail Mary. No, I'm off. I'm back to the Our Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Oh, blessed the boy of Mary, Pray for us, the Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
That's beautiful, Granny. That's beautiful.
Well, you know, Ian, I wake up often in the night saying that same prayer.
That's a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And you say it very beautifully, too.
What is?
You say it very beautifully. Can you think of any hymns that you used to sing in Gaelic?
I can think of one my mother used to sing to me.
Okay.
But...
Could you try and sing that, please?
It was all about... sang the sad thing. It was about Herod of the cruel heart. Many is the mother you left bereft. You know all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a real cruel
Can you think?
It's all about Herod. And although thou art a lowly babe, you sure are King of Kings.
That's beautiful. Can you think of any other songs? Any other Gaelic songs?
You mean hymns or
not necessarily hymns, any songs. Okay, now what's the title of this song?
You want it in English or Gaelic?
Both.
Her Roman upbrown maiden. That's in English. Her Roman inbound boy, her Roman inbound boy, mo pala clo boy, have gone me a hoon. She don't if dog and German, and I feel it careful. He ripping to his jerk, or an alacan blue, a Roman in down boy, a Roman in down boy, oh, a lacan boy, a horse me a
hoon. That's beautiful, that. Can you think of another song?
Just that, more of a little
sing that one.
That's the one we sing?
Sing that one too.
Sing me your road, sing me your way, sing me your way, the road, be the whole effort, can't there come in. Show me the wind, hook me course, machlo me. Cause the rain and wind are far up crack and mochli. Sing me all over, sing me all over, sing me all over, sing me all over, sing me all over. I see that. It's not the one.
What song is that? What's that about?
It's sort of a farewell song. But that's not the one I was having a minute ago.
All right, well...
Oh, dear, dear.
Don't worry, it's all right. Now tell me, your children, did you teach them about Scottish songs and Scottish folklore?
No, I did not.
Now, why didn't you? Was it because it didn't have a place in Canada for you, or...?
No, I didn't. They referred to things occasionally, you know, but they never bothered, and I never bothered. There are many other things to do by the time you get... You raise children and, you know, get them off to school, get them dressed and help them with their lessons and things.
Would you ever sing any of these Scottish songs at home in Bulwer after you came to Canada?
Yeah, to myself.
To yourself. Did you ever get homesick for Scotland?
Yes, quite often. Mm-hmm.
That was mostly in the first years, was it?
Oh, yeah. Eileen went over to Scotland, you know, Eileen and John. They saw the old schoolhouse.
Really?
She was dancing.
How many years have you been in Canada now?
1929.
Since 19, you've been here for 50 years.
Eileen was saying when she was there down in the village, you know. Every little while someone said, can't you tell me you're Maggie's daughter? So she said that was a password, Maggie's daughter. Mm-hmm.
Were you the only person from your family that came to Canada?
I came to Canada?
Mm-hmm.
My sister, who lived in Denoni, she came out to Canada to visit us once, but she died a couple of years ago. They're all dying except me. It's time I was going to.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second. You're in your 90th year now, aren't you?
I'll be 90 in November.
90 in November. Well, we'll have to give you a big party.
I was mad to it that. She arranged for you to shelter me, if you can look after me, wash you. You say the word in case I fell or something. I'm getting so weak and tottery, you know? And I get up and get so uncertain. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, Grammy, you look just as strong as ever.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll bet you if there was somebody here to play the pipes, you could still kick your heels, couldn't you?
I'm afraid not, my dear. I'm afraid you was it a success? Did you hear that?
Oh, yes, that's beautiful.
Will you come back again?
Oh, yes. Well, would you like to finish now? Because we can continue if you want.
What are we going to continue on? That's the question.
Well, I mean, there's a whole...
It's walking songs. I haven't a clue.
No, there's a whole 90 years of experience there.
Well,
all right, now, Grammy, you said that you'd tell me about making whitewash.
Yes. As I said, they didn't all own boats. Some of them did. They used to go fishing. But most of them gathered shellfish. They used to get old lots and lots of lobsters and mussels, cockles, and limpets, and all kinds of shellfish.
Now this is back in Benbecula, is it?
Yes, yes. Benbecula. Which they gathered in cartloads and took home. Well, when they had a huge load of shells, they built a fire with peat and ready to light on this. And then they piled the shells up in a big round mound and lit the fire underneath, and this burned steadily for days until all the shells were burned into white lime, and that made beautiful lime, white lime, which they whitewashed the outside of their houses and the inside of their house.
Now these were stone houses, were they? Mm-hmm. Were they made out of stone or wood, the houses?
Stone. Mm-hmm. Stone and thatch. Bales of grass or hay held down by ropes. And each rope had a stone tied at the end of it, and that kept the
thatch on the roof.
Yeah. And now, that stood all kinds of storms and hail and rain and everything.
Now, did you ever make whitewash like that in Canada, when you came to Canada?
What?
Did you ever used to make whitewash when you came to Canada?
No.
Not at all?
No, the Canadian house was made of wood.
And you used to buy paint, did you, to paint the houses? You had to buy the paint.
Yes,
paint the house.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you were mentioning also you used to make quilts.
Oh yes, but we didn't make them the way they make them here. We used one big square of linen or cotton and shred the wool fine, stitch it occasionally, you know, and then cover it with another.
So you used just one great big piece of linen. Mm-hmm. All right, now how did they make it here in Canada? How did they make them here in Canada? What's the difference?
Oh, in Canada, that's something else again. They have quilting beads, you know.
All right, now what is a...
patchwork. I've never made one in Canada.
What's a quilting bead?
Mm-hmm.
What is a quilting bead?
Quilting beads? Where all the women gather together and make every certain days they all bring their own patches. They all make them squares. Make squares at home with the patches, you see.
What did they used to make those out of?
Hmm?
What did they used to make the patches out of?
Cotton, print. Mm-hmm. Print or any kind of thing.
And then what would they do? They'd all gather together, did you say?
Yes, and they were all sat around the table, all sewing and sewing and sewing and sewing.
Mm-hmm. And how long would it take to make a quilt?
Oh, well, you know, we used to gather afternoons or evenings and have tea or something after, you know.
This would be all the women in the neighborhood would do this.
Oh, that number, you know. They still do.
Really?
They still do a quilt, indeed.
Mm-hmm. What did the men used to do at that time?
Oh, the usual.
The usual.
You're the working outside. You
know. I see. Yes. Okay.
Oh, yes, they still do a quilt, you know. Down home and all over.
So that was a fairly common thing in the eastern townships, was it?
Mm-hmm.
That was a fairly common thing in the eastern townships.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever used to have bees? Did the men ever used to have bees?
Bees?
You know, for building anything. Did the men all used to get together and build barns and things like that?
Well, of course. No, not bees. Well, you know, one neighbor would help the other, as the case may be, but they never had that big gathering like that.
They never did that, eh?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you were going to tell me also a little bit about going out and collecting wild plants.
Oh, yes.
Now, what kinds of wild plants did you use to collect?
They had, I don't know if you'd... I know the Gaelic name, but I mean, wild leeks, I suppose you'd call them.
Yeah. And when did you pick those?
And there was another plant.
When did you pick the wild leeks? What time of the year?
I think it must be in the early fall.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been.
And what does a wild leek look like? Could you describe it?
Just like an ordinary leek, only smaller.
But what does a leek look like?
Just a long, thin leaf like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Another thing we used to pick was tansy. Did you hear of tansy?
No. What's that?
It's pungent, very pungent plant with little red flowers on the top. It's supposed to be good for something, but what? And wild mint, we used to collect. That was supposed to be good for something. And the dandelions, and the tansy, and the leek. And there was one plant we used to gather down at the seashore. I remember the name of that.
Did you ever used to gather the fiddleheads?
Fiddleheads.
You know, little ferns in the spring.
Oh, yes, we could gather them.
All right. Now, what did you do with those, with the fiddleheads?
Boil them.
Mm-hmm. Boil them? So they were almost like spinach or some kind of...
Yeah,
a...
Yeah, it is like spinach.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you do with the dandelions?
Same. Use them as a vegetable.
Would you use the flower also?
Not the flower, no, just the leaves.
Just the leaves. And when would you gather those?
You know, before the flower got too ripe,
mm-hmm.
when the leaves were tender.
Do you remember what it tasted like?
Mm. Well, I wish I could remember the one we used to pick down by the seashore. A lot of people thought they were poison, but we used to eat a lot of them. For the life of me, I can't remember the name.
Now, that's back in Benbecula, you mean?
And Bentula again.
Yeah. Now, okay. Which ones did you used to collect here in Canada? Did they collect the wild leeks here?
Just the fiddleheads.
Just the fiddleheads and the dandelions.
And the dandelions.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all in Canada. And the wild leeks and the tansies were collected.
I believe there's a lot more that you could pick. I was reading one of these flower books the other day, but the I have never picked any other kind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did you used to make maple syrup in the spring?
Yes, in Bulwer.
Okay. Now, how did you go about that? Would you explain that to me?
Boil it on the stove.
Well, I know you used
to. Because we just had about three trees.
You had three trees. So this was just for your own family?
Yes, yes.
How much did you use to get out of your three trees?
I remember my two sons one night. Oh, they stayed out quite a while collecting this syrup. And they boiled it and boiled it. 3 o'clock in the morning, they got about that much.
Well, they only got about 3 or 4 inches of it. But did you?
No, we didn't have any maple trees, you see.
Did you used to do that every year, though, every spring, and get a little bit of maple syrup?
Mm-hmm.
You used to do that every spring and get a little bit of maple syrup?
Get a little bit of maple syrup. We used to get some from the neighbors, or the neighbors had it. John George made some maple syrup with these few trees is over there.
Now, what kind of work did your husband do?
What kind of who?
What kind of work did your husband do?
You mean before we came to Canada?
No. When you were at Bulwer, after you came to Canada.
Oh, farm. Uh-huh. Plow and sow and reap and stuff like that. Used to have some lovely potatoes and cabbages and turnips and carrots and, oh Lord, all kinds of vegetables.
Now, did you ever raise crops to sell, or were they just for your own use?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think we ever sold any.
So you were living on the farm to live. It wasn't a business like it is today.
And as I said, my husband hired out with the neighbors occasionally.
Mm-hmm. So you get all your food you made yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then the bit of money that you got, he'd hire out to other people. Now, would he be paid? Would he be paid money, or would he be paid in?
I think it was paid money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.